Okay, Mukhanim. I gave you something, and we have to begin by asking a question because it's very hard to understand. Okay? We're going to go through it, and then you have to explain to me what it means. Ready? This is from this book. Chassidim Tzochakim Mizeh. And then we'll figure it out. Ready? This Kuf Yud Aleph. Yesh b'chayim dvarim gdolim v'chashuvim sh'aderach ha'yechida l'achazik b'hem hitzchok. There are many big things in life that the only way to grasp them is by laughing. When you laugh at it, you give it its proper kavod. You try to grab it itself, you try and talk about it straight, you make them seem small. They'll start to become banal. You know what banal means? It's actually an English word. It's like, it'll become nothing. Hatzchok shepotech et halimud kmo yadit. Laughing opens up the idea like a handle. Shirak be'emtzuta afshar laharim sir rotech. The only way to grasp a boiling hot pot is by holding on to its handle. Yiladim tzochakim al ha'orim shalem. Kids laugh at their parents. V'davka bazeh him notnim lem kod. That's how they give them honor. Kach ani asiti laharim shali. That's what I did to my parents. This is what my kids do to me. They laugh at me.
Who are they saying?
The man who we're speaking about today. Haderach ha'ikarit sheli, my main way is to lehoved ishti. Ki letzchok alai. The main way that I love my wife is by laughing at her. Hare kulanu holchem lemot. We're all going to die. Ma efshar lasot. What can we do? Mulav uvdak veidat mishkal. Such a heavy thing. It's such an intense thing we can't even grasp. What can we do? Let's chok. Laugh. Hatzchok hu haderech lechoz b'mavet. Laughing is the way to grasp onto death. Newt, someone tell me what it means.
Is he laughing?
It means happiness.
He's talking about laughing, not being happy.
No, laughing is being
happy. He's talking about laughing at things.
Laughing makes you happy.
Okay, Newt.
Just stop laughing.
I don't want you to talk to me about laughing and being happy. I want you to explain to me what it means that laughter is how I can understand things. Laughter is how I honor things. Laughter is how I relate to my wife.
I got you.
Laughing? Isn't laughing mocking?
Yeah.
Nah.
Enjoying each other.
Yeah?
Enjoying each other's company.
It does not mean enjoying each other's company. Yeah, I mean, it could be. Give us more. You have to explain. You can't just say enjoy.
I got you.
Yeah.
It means not necessarily taking everything so seriously.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, tell me more.
Like, so someone annoys you, so you let it brush off. Like, everything, like you're here to serve Hashem, and that's it. Like, okay, so things that happen, but like, come to the total.
So you laugh. And what does laughing have to do with death? How does laughter help you understand?
Yes.
Because death is something like that's so feared.
Yeah,
and everyone's like scared of death. But when you think about it, how everyone's so scared of death, even though death isn't actually what everyone thinks it is, then you laugh at it and you ridicule the fact that people are so scared of that.
Interesting. What about from the Nikuda Tova? What do we say, boys?
I was reading something about how you comfort someone. You say Hamakom Yirachim with them, right?
Yeah.
So. You have to bring positivity. I don't know if you're supposed to laugh at those type of people.
You don't like walking the shit out and laugh at something. Yeah. So now we're saying. Right, I hear you saying.
It's inevitable. So
but death.
Yeah, and if you think about it in like a very harsh way, so then like, you're always going to have something on your chest. But if you like laugh, so then you realize it's something that happens, and then you're not going to be so like fearful of it, and you'll understand like it's something.
I hear what you're saying. A lot of good explanations. But he's saying, always laugh.
Right, laugh.
Nah, there's time for this.
He's saying laugh. So I'll tell you guys a story. I think to understand this, you have to break it down into at least two different things. But number one is, I'll tell you a maysa. Heard of Rabbi Nachman?
Oh.
Can you
rest us? Yeah, our Belshin show us how he dances.
Really? Like the...
No, like...
He knows Rabbi Nachman's dance?
What the Nachman people do.
Okay. We said, I don't know if anyone knows Rabbi Nachman dead.
He just told us to do that.
We're going to do Rabbi Nachman in a couple weeks. Rabbi Nachman tells an amazing story of a king who wanted to tell the story. Sorry, he wanted to paint a portrait of a king in a distant kingdom. So what he did was, he got one of his wise men, and he said, go to this distant kingdom and figure out, you know, understand this guy so we can get a beautiful portrait of him. So this guy is very, very smart. So he goes and he says, I want to really understand this distant king. So what's the way to understand somebody? So he says like this. The sage says like this. Yeah. He says that in order to understand a person, or understand the king of this kingdom, you need to listen to the kingdom's jokes. That's what he said. This wise man. So he goes into this kingdom, and he just listens to the jokes that people tell. And this is the joke that he heard. In all of the world, there was one country, and that country included every country in the world. And in that country, there was a city, which included all the cities in the world, of all the countries in the world, which was included in that country. And in that city, there was a building. And in that building, it included all the buildings in the world, from all the cities in the world, which was included in that city, which is included in that country, which included all the countries in the world. You're laughing. Yeah, that's good. That's a joke. That's fun. That's a joke. So you're laughing. And in the middle of that building was one person.
And then, no.
Yeah.
Who included all the people.
There's no one.
From all the cities, and all the buildings, and all the countries.
Just a summary.
Hashem.
No. And that was the joke.
It's a terrible joke.
And the idea... I'll tell you why it's such a good joke. Because, let me ask you a question. If I ever told you there's a center of the world... A country. What's country's the center of the world?
Israel.
Yeshua Kach. What's the center city of the country in the world?
Yerushalayim.
What's the center of Yerushalayim?
Iraq.
No.
Iraq.
No, it's not the Kotel.
Torah Chaga.
Kotel is a wall.
Torah Chaga.
The rock.
The base of Mikdash.
The Makom of Mikdash. Okay. The Kotel is a wall.
The rock.
Nachon.
Ellie's apartment.
Makom of Mikdash.
Right here, Ellie's apartment. Number 21.
This right now is the Kotel Shakadash.
Kotel Shakadash, right?
Right. The base of Mikdash. And who was the center guy in the base of Mikdash?
Kohen
Gadol. Kohen Gadol. So what's this joke? The biggest joke in the world is Kohen Gadol in the base of Mikdash.
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke at all, right? Why is it funny? Tell me why it's funny.
It's that.
Because it's not funny.
Tell me why it's funny.
It's inevitable.
No.
That's what you just described.
Because it's not true. It's not true.
I like JJ saying, we're still waiting for Reuven here. But
not true.
What? But it's not true.
It's not a joke.
It is. I'll tell you why it's a joke. It's also beautiful, but it's also a joke, and I'll tell you why. Hashem's an infinite God. Everything. Imagine like a burst of light that explodes everywhere. Like, that's Hashem. Like, you cannot have any idea.
Hashem.
And then like, there's a place in the world called the Beis HaMikdash. And like, now you can like change his mind. Like, you bring a cow and you slaughter the cow. And like, great. Everything's amazing. Hashem's happy now. You have one Kohen Gadol and like does the avoda, and everyone's freaking like, well, it's a joke. It's like hilarious. It doesn't make any sense. It's very, very real, and that's how we live. But on the one hand, it's like, it's a little bit like, it's funny. If Hashem's like telling his friends, like, what goes, he's not friends. Where's his friends, I guess? I don't know.
Sure, man.
No, but I'm like, a peep shot of understanding things. It's like funny. Even though it's true.
Okay? Feel that.
It's true, but it's funny. Right? So that's one thing. And so that's kind of thing. Like, life itself is kind of funny because, like, we're only here because Hashem put us here. Sad. Or you can catch up, cook it out, and we'll talk.
You gotta tell him the joke. You gotta tell him the joke.
No. We're only here because Hashem put us here, but like, that's at the end of the day, we only exist because Hashem. We're part of Hashem. So like, even having free choice, it's a bit of a joke. It's a bit funny. So, is it for me?
No, I drank out of it.
I don't want to go.
You can have, you can have it.
Thank
you.
Yes, but I drank
it. So, yes, it's your cup, according to you. No.
If all we do today is laugh, then that's all we have to do. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Amen.
Please don't bring down my apartment. Please keep us safe.
What?
So,
I'm more scared of that than Corona.
That's the Life itself is funny. And you have to see the funny part of life. Now let me give you another explanation. This is what Andy was saying. Don't take yourself so seriously. Right? I'm funny. My life is funny. What does that mean? Why is my life funny?
You don't think I'm mad at everything.
I don't get mad at
everything. You don't think I'm so seriously.
I don't think anything so seriously. Listen.
Don't laugh at your struggles.
You also, I can't say where.
Listen to what it does when you laugh at yourself. Ready for this? You ever laughed at yourself before?
All the time.
Of course.
Good. Take a good bit. Everyone take a moment to laugh at yourself.
It's not genuine. That's fake.
No. Make a laugh. Let's go. Make a laugh, Mars.
No, laugh at yourself.
Laugh that you're late.
Sorry.
Tell the joke.
What does it do to laugh? When you laugh at yourself, you say, listen, my kavod doesn't matter. Imagine if I was the kind of guy that Moshe Wolf comes 20 minutes late this year and I'm like so offended. What the heck, man? Like, can't come on time? Like, am I not? Is what I have to say not important?
Sorry.
You just come late? Like, were you busy, like, you know, showering or something like
that? I feel bad for him now because he's
like, what are you busy learning? Like, so that could be me, or it could be like, no, it's Kabbalah, it's not, but you can't. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure you're doing something very important, like showering or something like that. either way, it's funny and it's okay. And you know what it does? I'll tell you what happens. When you laugh at yourself and everything, like I'm a joke, like everything's fine, like it's hilarious. So you know what that does? It says, no matter what you say, will not upset me. I don't take myself seriously. I'm going to laugh at whatever happens. So whatever you say is not going to upset me. I'm not going to feel bad. So you know what that means? What can you say to me now?
Nothing.
Anything. If you know a Rebbe or a friend, then no matter what you say, no matter what you say, he's not going to get offended. He's not going to judge you.
Impossible.
We're not talking about a person, but the idea. If you know someone that no matter what happens, he's not, because he laughs at everything. He laughs at himself, not in a mocking way, but like in a funny way. Like, it's okay. You came late. It's okay. It's fine. Listen, you call me an idiot. Okay, man. I am an idiot. Call me stupid. No. Okay. Instead of a bad guy, I'm a bad guy. I'm good. So you know what that means? You can say, Ellie, like,
you shouldn't lie to yourself.
Think you look dumb. And I'd be like, Easy, I appreciate you.
Ellie, you murdered that guy. Gee, whatever it happens.
So no, but listen.
Anything,
let me tell you why.
I'm just saying anything that like anyone could say something that would make someone mad.
Let me tell you why. No, because you don't have to get mad. You don't need to get mad about it. If it's offending me, who am I? I'm tiny. Hashem is big. Ellie is small.
Are you trying to bring
and Rafi trying to burn my ass down?
Listen
to this. Ready for this? Let me give you the mahalach in like seven words. Ready? Hashem is big. We are small. Is that clear? And that's funny.
That's not funny. It's just
what?
That's serious.
No, that's funny. Hashem is big. We are small, and therefore, what's me? Right? I should be very, very humble. Not a big deal.
Who do you think you are?
The biggest Jew in the world is not a big deal. Because Hashem is much, much, much bigger.
Ruchayim?
He's a big deal. But compared to Hashem, he's nothing.
Did you laugh at Ruchayim?
I would tell
you. Did you laugh at Ruchayim's face?
No, not laugh at Ruchayim's face. But I'm sure he laughs at himself too. You can think you're a big deal. You don't have to think you're nothing. But compared to Hashem, if you think you're a big deal compared to Hashem.
Does Ruchayim agree with this? Do you think that he would say the same things? That you should be,
I'm going
to
ask
yourself.
You the question at the end, and you have to answer it.
Okay.
So look, Hashem is big. I'm funny, and therefore, because everything's funny, like I'm not mocked on my own kavod, so I'm not going to get upset whatever you say to me. And if you're not going to get upset at me, if I'm not going to get upset at you, then you can tell me anything. You can tell me with the worst sins you've ever done. You can tell me how much you hate me. You can be open and honest with me because you know no matter what you say, I'm not going to get upset at you. I know someone, Talmud of Rav Froman. We'll talk about him a little more soon. I feel like the biggest hug I'm speaking to. Because no matter what I say to him, he smiles. No matter what I say to him.
It sometimes makes you feel bad.
Why?
Because it makes you feel like he's just trying to be nice even though he doesn't.
No. Actually. It's real. It's real. Hmm. It's not fake, it's real. It's not like No, he's not. He loves me.
Right.
And no matter what I say, he's a hilarious guy. He makes a lot of jokes. It's good to make jokes. And therefore I can say anything to him.
Chabad.
And then, no. I have a lot of different revayim, Baruch Hashem. I'll tell you more about it in a minute. But because he is so loving and laughs at himself and has no cover for himself, like, family upset, so I can open up fully, and therefore we have a much closer relationship. So if you stop caring so much about your own cover, you'll be closer to other people. The more humble you are, the more... It's not just... I'm not going to take myself not seriously, and therefore like nothing I do matters. No, that's the wrong thing to understand. I'm not going to take myself so seriously. And therefore, if you offend me, I'm not so upset. And therefore, you can say whatever you want to me, and therefore we can be close and open with each other. Well, it's not saying Jews are open with each other. It's so hard to say an honest word to somebody else, because I'm so nervous. He's going to judge what I say, he's going to be upset about what I'm saying, he's tense, he's upset at me. And that's what he's saying, laughter is the key between a husband and wife. Because the key to a happy marriage is total openness. Total openness, that I can say anything to you the right way, but I can say anything, and you're not going to get upset at me for it. Because we care, and it's just like open, total openness, total vulnerability. Now that's, I think that's part of what he's saying. And so he's saying, hey, look, and that's the chab, is that when you laugh at something, and I'll explain one thing. So what does it mean, like, death is a joke? Like, that's the hardest part to understand. I tell you something crazy. Let's say, I mean, Rahman al-Tan, this never happened. Recently, he was at a very, very sad shiva house. And when they asked the guy sitting shiva, like, you know, what do you want for lunch? Like, imagine if they said, like, okay, what, like, he lost Nebuch a child. And, like, they asked him, like, you know, what color, like, what flavor seltzer do you want? So, like, you basically laugh at that. Like, it doesn't mean anything. Do I care watermelon or cherry seltzer? No, it's like a joke. It's a sad version of a joke. Like, something so big just happened to me, and, like, you think I care at all, this tiny little thing? That's kind of what it's like. That's the sad version. The happy version is, like, Hashem is so big, and my life's all about just connecting to Hashem. Like, you think I care, like, that you stepped on my foot? You think I care about, like, this little thing? I don't care about anything. I care about Hashem. Okay, but what is Hashem? Oh, like, that's the only big thing. What?
Oh, yeah, you know the story. You saw the story.
You guys want to go?
Sure, maybe it's a good story.
Which one?
With the fish.
Ah, yes, good story. Good story.
Can I ask my question?
Basically, what you just said.
Fine. What's up? You're a Cohen, you're a lady? No, you're not a Cohen. Are you Cohen? You're a Cohen. Yeah, hey, that's up. Yeah, let's go, Cohen.
Yeah,
if
you have a question,
it's
fine.
You can go.
Mitzvah, what have you go first?
Yeah, there you go.
He's supposed to serve you.
Wash his hands.
I wash his hands.
Yeah.
There's some things, though. Like, don't say you, in your vote to Sheva, somebody's trying to stop you from doing something. So, like, I feel like you're supposed to laugh at that, or you're supposed to be like, it's good, like, let me do my thing.
Someone's trying to stop you? What do you mean, like, it's Hara? You should laugh at
a physical person.
Might keep us alive.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to give a specific example, but like, if you're trying to like extend yourself to do bits of some sort.
This doesn't mean like laugh at everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's like we have to know how
to
see the humor in life.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny. Like, there's on the one hand, something crazy is going on in the world right now, on the other hand, it's like it's funny also.
What if there's something serious
scary?
In your personal life, though? So what do you do?
Funny. There's both. What?
There's something like very serious in your own personal life. How do you deal with that? And say, like, oh, it's funny, but like at the same time, I also have to take care of it.
You don't only have to laugh, but you also have to laugh.
So how do you intermesh those?
You have to live the paradox. You have to live two opposites. And how do you do that? By laughing. The only way. It's like, how could you be... Listen, I'll tell you something crazy. It's a great segue. Refrelman, who we're talking about today, who you saw his beautiful picture. This is him on the back of his sefer laughing with his wife. And in front of his sefer is a child on a swing. And the book is called The Righteous People Will Laugh About My Sefer. Give me a second. What's up?
That's hilarious.
I might answer your question, so give me a minute, okay?
Here we go. You're not guessing.
1945, he was born in upstate
New York.
Palestine.
Yes.
Born in the Galil. Upstate Palestine in the Galil, and he was born totally not religious, grew up on a kibbutz, was one of the soldiers in 67 who liberated the
Old City, New Shrine,
the Kaisel,
I'm done.
Liberated the Kotel, and after that he became a Baal Tshuva. And he went to Yeshiva. At Kotel, he learned by Tzvi Yehuda Cook, who's the son of
Harav.
Harav Kook, who we spoke about. The first, when he was in the yeshiva in the beginning, he slept not in the dorms because he didn't think he was worth being in the dorms. He slept in a sleeping bag in the Rosh Hashiva's house.
No.
By the way,
he was worth that.
Which, by the way, I think you'd rather do than sleep in the dorms. But okay, and he's like, I'm not yet worthy of this yeshiva. I'm going to sleep on the floor in a sleeping bag.
That's the boldest thing ever.
It's awesome.
So bold.
It's so bold.
That's what he did.
So bold.
Like, so bold.
You could definitely just sleep in the bed.
What?
There's an extra bed.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not on that level.
But now you're ready for the paradox? Get ready for this paradox. He was one of the founders of what's called the Gush Emunim movement. Anybody know what that is? You know what it is, you just don't know what it's called. The Gush Emunim is the settling of?
Gush Etzion.
Gush Etzion, Yehuda V'Shomron, what some people call the West Bank, which we shouldn't call it.
Area A.
What does West Bank mean? West Bank of?
Bank of what?
Jordan River.
What's the West Bank of?
Jordan.
So we don't call it the West Bank, called Yehuda V'Shomron. And he was involved in the settling. So that's like super like
Judea and Samaria.
Like this kind of stuff. You know, the Jews with this outfit in Israel, like they're hardcore. Like this is our land, we're going to sleep on. I have a cousin who's in a yeshiva called Chomesh. And the funny thing about the yeshiva is like you think it's a cool yeshiva. Like half the year it's outside, half the year it's inside. But you know why half the year it's inside? Outside?
Is there fighting?
Because half the year, the Israeli army is removing the walls of their illegal outposts where they learn the yeshiva. So like they have a tent for a week, then it's taken away. Then they get another tent, then it's taken away. Like that's like that's the movement that he started, Rav Froman.
Miss Jarkini.
I also missed it. Wait, that's hilarious. I also missed that. I forgot. Thank God.
We do a white load together.
But get this. So that's running. It's intense.
White load.
Your soup.
But Mr. Ethan,
really
on the other hand, Rav Froman was friends with the founder of Hamas. Nice.
No.
Sick.
What's his name?
We don't do
Sheikh
that.
Ahmed Yassin.
No.
Founder of Hamas. Do you know where he is now? Blown up. 2007. Assassinated by the Israeli Air Force.
Who the Sheikh?
When I first read this, I'm like, okay, cool. He was friends with like the Sheikh, whatever. Like
the Sheikh.
Sheikh. And then I looked it up, and I'm like, holy cow! Like this guy, like.
It scares me.
Like, ordered the murder of, like, many. I, like, Froman was friends with him. He knew Yasser Arafat.
Were they boys?
The Egyptian guy?
Because Froman thought that there's humor everywhere. And he thought that there... This is what he said. He said, what is religion?
Humor.
Actually caring about Hashem. So who are the frumest people in Israel?
Me.
Robbie,
who's the one that care most about Hashem?
Wrestlers.
Why'd you laugh?
I'll tell you who you didn't mention. The Arabs. People of Hamas, who give their lives.
No.
Now. No. Don't say no.
Are they, they have more ears than us, I honestly think.
We're not saying anything about like terrorism or anything is good. But from the MS of caring about Hashem.
They for sure care.
Every word of their mouth, there's Allahu Akbar. So Rav Froman is like, Hamas is better friends with us than America. They're from. I'm telling you, everything was crazy. It was a joke. What you're making
joke.
Laugh.
I really
you keep laughing the whole shit. That's what this year is about.
Ellie, that's actually true.
So,
how can you be friends with some guy? Because they both believe that we just want everyone to be religious, believe in God, and have peace. Now they disagreed on exactly what that looks like.
I don't know if that's me slapping.
What? So
that's the version.
1 second. So he was friends with Mahmoud al-Zafar, also a co-founder, who's actually still alive. Believe it or not, he's a Hamas politician. But by the way, Froman only died 6 years ago. He didn't die 1,000 years ago. He just passed away in 2013 at cancer, unfortunately. But he was but this that's a paradox, isn't it? Like, how could you have the guy who's the most right wing guy in Israel, right? Like founding the settler movement. On the other hand, he's going into Arab villages. After there was like, what? You go into our villages and scream out, Allahu Akbar! In a white strimal and a white pekisha.
Who?
And they didn't attack him.
He was a lover of Arabs. He's both. Paradox.
No.
I daven this past of Shana Rabbah with his chevra. The picture that you saw on the flyer was from Shana Rabbah.
You saw that? You were there?
Is that his favorite?
He's dead. And it's been for 6 years, but his chevra is still very much alive. And you can come with me next year, Rav Shana Rabbah. We'll go to the minyan. It starts at daybreak, and it's 4 hours. I don't know
where.
It's at the Kotel, Kotel Plaza. You can really come with me, I'll tell you. If I go again, it's the craziest place.
If you're here next year.
It goes, I'm going to be here next year as a chef.
Gross?
Yes. For Seneca.
Yeah!
Rona
for the boys.
But that's what it I'm telling you. You go to the Minyan and it goes like this: Hoshana Tzon Kadoshim, which is the name of the Jews are referred to as the holy sheep. And everyone goes, "Bah!" With their lulavs and astronauts. Like this. That's what the
bad
picture is.
Joke.
And very good. And then you know Hoshana Rabba is about to feel about water, right? And you're diving for Mayim. The whole Hoshana Rabba is about water. And the whole group of like 100 people goes, "Mayim, Mayim." Mayim, and their lulavs are smacking in the air, and then like there's like Hoshana Melchem Es Hashem, Hoshana, everyone's smacking each other. I'm telling you, it's the craziest minion you'll ever be at.
Can you laugh at that?
I'll show you a video.
Can you laugh at that?
I was dying.
And they.
I'll show you a video after the show. I'll show you a video on my phone.
You're laughing with them.
I'll show you. I'm laughing with them. I was one of them. I was there. I was there twice in a row, 2 years in a row. I'll send you a video of what it looks like.
This is my question.
And then at one point they do Hoshana, and then at the end of each paragraph they go, ooh, and everyone like smooshes and does like a dishwasher, like this circle. And then you're quiet for like a minute, and we're just
question.
I'm telling you, it's Gishma.
A question.
What?
Alright, so let's say someone like says something to you that's serious and like you laugh, right?
Yeah.
What's where is the point where you stop laughing and you start taking it seriously with them?
You don't laugh at their seriousness.
No, you
laugh with their seriousness. You take it.
What if they're getting offended by
you
it?
See, that's not nice.
Then you.
There's a way.
When do you laugh and when
there's
you not
a
laugh.
Way to do it.
When are you serious?
Don't ask me practically yet. First, chop the onion.
I get it.
Of laughing at life.
I get it.
I don't get it. How do you get it? I have no idea what's going on right now.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Ethan Adler's a Hasidus wizard.
You can get him. Maybe you get him. Really? He's a real. He's a Rav Chassid.
I don't know. Some days.
What?
Nice. But he's a
Chassidus
guy.
He's a Chassidus rabbi.
You should go back and show.
You know, Rabbi Nachman says, the biggest understanding is knowing you don't get it. Nikud HaTayva. Named after Rabbi Nachman.
I should go back
and show.
Who's
named after Rabbi Nachman?
Yeshiva.
Oh, Yeshiva.
Nikud HaTayva. Thank you. Nikud HaTayva.
Good point.
I want to read to you guys for a second. You take a second.
It's a wrestle thing.
I have to go in 2 minutes.
Yeah?
Gosh.
You can go now.
What time in advance?
Very good. This is just turned into a roast session.
Yeah, could please have a roast session and then the person who gets roasted just laughs.
I just want to ask you guys, remember when we spoke on Rav Kook? And Rav Kook like lived like universal, like everything is one. And Rav Kook, it was a harmony. So listen to what Froman says. He says, the truth is the world is filled with tragedy. And the reality is it can be very, very difficult and you feel a lot of inner contradictions. But he says, the difference between me and Rav Kook is that Rav Kook used harmony to put everything together. But for me, I laugh at everything. I see the humor in everything. Again, what does this mean? It's the MS, the truth. Now, listen to this. How do I chaf who Rav Froman is? I don't really chaf who he was. But one of his Talmidim, Chaverim, his name is Rav Dov Zinger, who is a Rosh Yeshiva of Makor Chaim, if you've heard of that. It's an Israeli yeshiva. Amazing place. And he laughs at everything. So when Raf, you got his last story there. Rav Froman used to go to the mikvah in Rav Dov Zinger's house. And he would come out of the mikvah, and he would, first of all, he would be in the mikvah, yell, Tara, 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 and he'd go to the mikvah. And then he would jump out of the mikvah, and like when after you go to the mikvah, the Gemara says you're supposed to like, look at something holy. You're not supposed to like look at this melacha, all is fine. You're not supposed to look at animals, whatever. You're supposed to look at like holy face. So he would like go around after you go to the mikvah, he would get dressed and try to find the face of the Zinger kids in the house. And he knew, and they knew that when he would find them, he'd give them a big kiss. And they knew that Rav Froman had very, very sloppy kisses. So they would run around the house, and he was like trying to grab them, give him a kiss. And they were running, and after them, every day he would chase them around every single morning to give him a kiss.
He puts his clothes back on.
I said he put the clothes back on. Very clear.
All right, Mamba out, boys.
Come on. Sadness.
Way to be depressing.
Sadness.
You gotta laugh at everything, you know what I'm saying?
It's not easy, though.
No.
Doesn't mean it's easy.
He trips. It's a bad thing. a thing done.
I'll finish with one last thing I'm going to read to you, because it's wild. This is basically how he explained his life. You have to take life with lightheartedness. You have to run, you have to dance, you have to clap your hands. He says, someone mechubah that runs, it's hard. He's like, oh, I'm a kavadik. If you're not a kavadik, you can fly. He says, someone like, you know, someone who says that, you know, that's beneath me. Then it's hard for him to run. But if you're light-footed, nothing's bad. And he says, this is what it means when you go to a tzaddik. To be not serious. To be lighthearted. To not take life with such anxiety and freaking out. Okay, say that's fine. It's okay. Hashem's big. Everything else is small. It's okay. He says, what does that come from? Humility. Like, I don't really get everything. Like, I can live with it. And he says, when you say Kriya Shema, and you say, like, and everything's like, oh, the whole thing that matters is like, did I say every single word correctly? But you're not just like, Hashem is gvaldig. So then you're not saying Shema right. You also have to say with halacha. I mean, Reframa was very medactic in every single halacha. But he says, what's the real thing? What is Judaism really? To dance with the Torah. To jump with the Torah. He says like this, Ma shechasar, what's lacking in Judaism? Purim. That's what's ma'akev my avodas Hashem. That's what I'm lacking. He says, why do people leave Judaism? Not because it's the halachos are too much. No, it's because there's not enough Purim. Not enough singing and dancing. Too much like angriness. Too much like you have to do this. We need Purim. We need to be lighthearted, to laugh. If it's done right. It's also true chassidim.
I'm a loser.
He says, many years ago I said to my wife that we should change our name from Froman, Peresh Vav Mem Nun, to Purim. He says, in that way, when the news would say that Rav Froman is meeting with Arafat, and Rav Froman is meeting with Hamas, instead they would hear Rav Purim is meeting with Hamas. And everybody would laugh, and no one would take me seriously. And that's what he said. He said he thinks his whole job in life is to show people how not to act. Yeah. But everything with him was a paradox, a joke, it was funny. Because, like, life can be funny. And be lighthearted and make jokes and laugh all the time. No one, this is like a big thing in yeshiva, especially. Like, when you start learning and learning and learning and diving more seriously, it doesn't mean you have to stop smiling. You need to smile more. Because being a Jew is a reason to smile. You can make jokes and laugh at everybody without them being concerned that you're not frum. Being frum is laughing. Being frum is saying, Gevav, life is so wonderful. Hashem, Hashem's all that matters. There's a lot of things I have to do, but Hashem, and you can laugh. Does this really matter? No, there's like what flavor seltzer I need. Someone just punched me in the face? It's absurd. And he wanted to change his name to Rav Purim. So let me ask you. What we just did, we spoke about laughing a little bit. We spoke about Rav Froman, who thought that the most important thing in religion is really just about Hashem. It's not just about like chitzoni thing. It's not a. Did we? Was it interesting?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So this was probably one of the best ones.
What do you say? Why do you say that?
Because I laughed a lot.
You laughed a lot. Okay. No. Was it bad?
I enjoy laughing.
Think it was bad, or did we not say it? Like, was it no. competitive? Was it
no.
Boring?
I gained a lot out of this.
I'm just a little bit confused.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm also hearing different things.
Okay.
From other people.
What?
Just laugh.
In your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
All you gotta do is laugh.
You can hear different things?
Just like similar ideas, like Hashem is over everything.
Yeah.
But like,
not. Hashem wants you to be happy.
Yeah.
The guys that stop smiling when they learn, I think that is a sickness.
So we should battle a bit while we learn?
I didn't say you should battle, but okay. When you're hanging out with your friends, make jokes. You make a joke in the
song. I thought you guys would be serious when you learn.
What does serious mean? Take it seriously. Learn well, but don't take yourself too seriously.
Well, so there's something funny in the Gemara.
So laugh. There's jokes in the Gemara.
No, but it's just not.
Want to hear a joke in Ibn Ezra?
Yeah, please tell me.
Ibn Ezra, 2 weeks ago, Mishparsh Mishpatim. Pazik says, Ki yigov shor shor yehu. Which means that if a guy's shore, gores someone else's shore. Right? That's what it means. Shor yehu is his friend's ox. His ox gores his friend's ox. Ibn Ezra says, there's a Karaite named Ben Zuta. He explains this pasuk that, Mechiyigav Shor, Ben Ox, Gor, Shor Yehu, his fellow ox. who's his friend. And Ibn Ezra says, not only is that pip shot wrong, but the only friend that a cow has is Ben Zuta. Funny.
Mm-hmm.
You can laugh. I mean, I gave a whole drush about this. I mean, I heard from Shulman at NYU, a very amazing explanation of that. But, like, there's jokes. You can laugh. You're making fun of him. Don't take yourself seriously. It's okay. Don't be mockbed on your own kavod at all. Hashem is much bigger than us. And his kavod is real. Our kavod is half self-esteem for sure. But that I should be so offended that I... Like, I'm... Like, imagine you have a kid. Like, you're not going to get on the ground and get dirty with him. Get down and get dirty. Really care it matters so much? Your pants are clean? So anyways, that's a little bit more of a... But it could be... This is different than... He was a very radical guy. A lot of people think very differently, but I think it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. What do you say from Nekudat Tayva?
Gotcha.
So you used a good word before that you have to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
So that's really maybe the definition for me of why... What laughter is to you, especially you said it with your wife or the person's wife in general, you have to be vulnerable and compare that to laughter.
Right.
Maybe in your case also, you have to find like a level of vulnerability that you have to be in to make these decisions. But
Absolutely agree. I think that's the key of everything. When you're vulnerable, it's because you're humble, it's because you're open, it's because you're laughing. It's okay. It's going to be okay if I open up. Andy, can you get the
Sammy basic.
Brilliant. We need to hear your thoughts first. What?
He's sitting business, so he has Wi-Fi.
What? Give us your non-thoughts if you don't want to give us thoughts.
Sing instead.
Okay, fine. Okay, we'll take your silence.
We're going to teach you the song.
What?
There's another song.
Oh, yeah. I also know the song. At the end of every single chabura, we play a song with the words mazeh merely. What does this mean to me? Which, by the way, if you haven't asked yourself about the certain virus in the world, you should have been.
Which virus? Yeah, that's a good question.
Never heard of the virus either.
Exactly.
It's a big scam. It's a big scam. So if you... Yeah, here's where we sing a song. Let's take it in. At the end of the song, by the way, you have to let out the biggest laugh ever. Okay?
Like Abdullah from Smart,
but super smarty, like better than all the smartum. It's literally recorded every week. How does it start again? Thank you.
Oh, you cracked it up.
Yeah,
shkach.